everybody with us today is Art from DC area. Art. Greg Nolmeyer up in Ann Arbor, Michigan area.
Hey, everybody.
And Matt Holker here in Maryville outside of Knoxville.
Hello.
Hey, Matt. Yeah. Again.
Yep. All right. So I want to make this our post today really is about coping with holiday stress since Christmas is about a week and a half away and New Year's a week behind that and all the holiday craziness and stress and all those things. And Daniel Stringer is joining us from Paisley, Florida.
Hello, hello.
DeLand.
DeLand, yep, area.
Yeah, see, Greg knows.
Yep, DeLand area.
And then, the problem is, Daniel, that you're not like, you know, a couple miles away so we can play all the time.
That would be pretty nice.
We need to be able to jump into the computer and pop out on the other end. Instant travel. Okay, so coping with holiday stress, and I want to make this short and helpful. Studies have shown that stress that is not properly dealt with and stress is that it's really bad for you. It's bad for your blood pressure and makes it go up. It's bad for your heart. It's bad for, it's not good for you mentally either and physically. It causes you to get sick a lot more easily, and it actually over time shortens your life. Heart issues and the like. And so I wanted to give you some things that you could think about in terms of Tai Chi, hopefully simple and easy to help you to cope with that and deal with that and be better off. And so remember to take time to sit quietly. And I'm not talking about for a long period of time. I'm talking about even for 30 seconds at a stretch. Couple times, three times a day, you start feeling like it's too much and you've got to just go, okay, I'm going to take a minute and take that minute, 30 seconds, minute. And just act, if you just breathe in and breathe out and really pay attention to that and just sit or stand very, you're going to tune everything else out for a minute. And even doing it for that long, you'll feel like it's been a little while, even though it's really less than, in that case, it was less than 30 seconds, but it will make that difference. You can sit or stand in a Wu Qi where you just let your mind be very calm and, okay, I'm not going to think about anything else or do anything else for a minute. And when I'm saying a minute, again, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, it'll feel like a minute or longer if you really are doing it in that good, focused, relaxed, mentally calming kind of a way, and so you'll get a lot out of it for really not having had put that much time into it. You could, if you're standing, you could stand in Wu Qi for a minute and just, you know, take that mental, and when you even just again for like 30 seconds a minute, you'll find that you have a lot more mental clarity and kind of focus and do things better just because you took that. If you look over the course of a day, even if you did it three or four times, 3, 4, 5 minutes and did that. Hey, Harry. Harry Legg is with us now from New Jersey. Harry was saying that stress kills and it's bad for you and causes you to get sick and all that. And then take the time to sit quietly or to stand somewhere and breathe in really good following that breath and out, or stand in Wu Qi and center yourself. And that if you really are doing that literally 30 seconds will seem like a lot longer than 30 seconds, and you'll get a lot of benefit out of that. And really, if you did that even 4 or 5 times over the course of a day, you're talking about 3 or 4 minutes that will make a big difference to how you operate and what you're doing. All right. Planning and list making is something I recommend. And basically that's take the time to sit down towards the beginning of things when you know they're going to be busy and focus your thoughts and organize, you know, make it what I have to do first, what I have to do second, and prioritize. And these are the errands I have to run. And then if you do it on a computer, then you can cut and paste them into order, you know, just type them out. And then you can follow that and it'll save you a lot of wasted time and running around and stress from that and all those kind of things. The other thing that is, what can you get done online or over the phone as opposed to everywhere you would be running around to, and that kind of thing. If it's the number of things you need to get, a list helps you to be focused on that and to not forget things, especially if you're doing a list and kind of checking things off.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
For more on the healing power of breath, go to breathhealing.com. Children have an endless supply of energy and vitality. Most adults can access that youthful energy once they know how. Breathhealing.com has methods for self-healing with breath, increasing vitality, lowering blood pressure, and even breathing for longevity. You already breathe all day, every day. Make the most of it. Go to breathhealing.com.
And so that's sort of what I had written out for it. From there, I wanted to put it to the group and let you guys, anything that you would like to share that helps you stay focused, that helps you not be stressed. During the heavy drinking doesn't count. Not that one. Anyways, and favorite things that you do to ease stress and focus and all that kind of thing. So, let's start with Greg.
I think a little practice early in the day is good, and then frequency beats duration. So making sure that I have enough going on at my dedicated practice time, but then that minute or two throughout the day, several times a day, it's better for me to spend, I don't know, some time hitting critical mass in the morning, and then in the afternoon, just continuing hitting it, hitting it, hitting it. So it's not like, oh, I practiced in the morning and then it all kind of evaporated. It's getting it through the day.
Cool. Art?
I'm in agreement with you, Sifu, and Greg, as far as taking a little bit for a quiet standing meditation. And I like the prayer hands. I find doing that along with the quiet standing for a few minutes is very beneficial. And again, I'm practicing getting a start on some practice in the morning and doing some of the exercises and procedures. And then as time allows, or when I make the time, just continuing and adding on a little later in the day, I find very beneficial for continuing with the progressing, getting practice done.
Cool. Yeah, what happens is that if you get yourself trained to where you used to, if I'm in this position or a Wu Qi position, or just really gonna, okay, I'm gonna stop now and take that breath, and not just one and then I gotta run, but I'm gonna do it to the point that I feel good. You'll find that very, very, with a little bit of time, earlier, quicker, faster, sooner, all those kind of things, that you will go from stress to program yourself to be like, okay, I'm gonna check out of that for a second. You know, and then, all right, now, and then you'll have really changed things very, very, very quickly, a lot. So, yeah. Okay, Matt.
All of the above is, excellent advice. I find a lot of times that just balancing and kind of circulating the energy a little bit, doing some Carry the Cauldrons and some Grand Tai Chis, just kind of helps to ground and center me. And because of the training that I've done, in addition to the kind of standard Tai Chi and some of the Neigong that we do, I've been able to internalize a lot of that energy movement, and so I can actually do it more with my mind and not have to worry about like going into the full thing. And so, kind of these days, wherever I am, if I need that little bit of like, okay, I need to rein things in a little bit and calm down and center and that, I can do those, I can run through the Carry the Cauldrons and Grand Tai Chis, and it typically does it for me.
Yeah. Even with that, I'm able to do it where I just make a heaven connection and then drop root, so that I've got the Zhongding good alignment and the pull through, and then that dropping the root settles everything down like that and helps me to breathe deeper and relax and calm. And yeah. Yep. Cool. Daniel?
Yeah, I mean, everybody pretty much hit the nail on the head. I do agree with the start early in the morning, because I think it's a lot easier to set your day up for success instead of, like, trying to scramble later to fix it. But, of course, everything you guys are saying, to me, this is one of the great gifts of Tai Chi, is to just be able to take a moment and realize that stress or anxiety is mental and emotional tension. And if you can just kind of, you know, understand why you feel the way you do, but also just kind of step away from it for a second and just, you know, be in the moment and just release and breathe and all these things that you guys are saying is all awesome. So.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of the stress that we have is, most of it is self-induced, even if you don't think it is. And so it's coming to that realization and that you have the ability to affect that, and then doing it. Yeah. All right, Harry.
Well, of course, obviously everything that's already been said, but I will say in the New Jersey, New York City area, almost everyone coming to my various classes is frazzled when they get to class.
Because they were in that traffic.
Exactly. Exactly. So we begin the class with some nice breathing exercises and calming everyone down. And I'm usually not as frazzled because either it's at the facility here at my house or I'm at a center that's nearby, but some of them are traveling a good ways in just craziness here. So my teaching almost every day and helping to calm my students down helps me. And one of the things that I really like and my students seem to like is aligning your energy with the brushing method. So mm-hmm. we do that a lot. We really get the buzz going and it just feels really nice and gets everyone in the right state.
Cool. All right. Well, so like I said, we wanted to keep this kind of short for this one. So we're doing that. And for those of you out there, from all of us, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and apply some of the techniques that we told you today. And we look forward to hearing from you. If you have any comments, put them down below. And we'll try to make sure to get back to you with an answer pretty directly. And like I said, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy holidays, everybody.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
For more on the healing power of breath, go to breathhealing.com. Children have an endless supply of energy and vitality. Most adults can access that youthful energy once they know how. BreathHealing.com has methods for self-healing with breath, increasing vitality, lowering blood pressure, and even breathing for longevity. You already breathe all day, every day. Make the most of it. Go to BreathHealing.com.